Outside in the hallway, it had taken Grant nearly 2 minutes to realize that the dead guard down in the lobby probably had a security card. He'd gone back and gotten it and entered the upper corridor, moving quickly down the hallway. He had followed the sound of the raptors and found them fighting in the nursery. He was sure the kids would have gone to the next room and had immediately run to the extractions lab, and there he'd met the kids. Now the raptors were coming toward them. The animals seemed momentarily hesitant, surprised by the appearance of more people. Grant pushed the kids into Gennaro's arms and said, "Take them back someplace safe, but through there," Grant said, pointing over his shoulder to a far door. "Take them to the control room if you can. You should all be safe there." "What are you going to do?" Gennaro said. The raptors stood near the door. Grant noticed that they waited until all the animals were together, and then they moved forward as a group, pack hunters. He shivered. "I have a plan," Grant said. "Now go on." Gennaro led the kids away. The raptors continued slowly toward Grant, moving past the supercomputers, past the screens that still blinked endless sequences of computer-deciphered code. The raptors came forward without hesitation, sniffing the floor, repeatedly ducking their heads. Grant heard the door click behind him and glanced over his shoulder. Everybody was standing on the other side of the glass door watching him. Gennaro shook his head. Grant knew what it meant. There was no door to the control room beyond. Gennaro and the kids were trapped in there. It was up to him now. Grant moved slowly, edging around the laboratory, leading the raptors away from Gennaro and the kids. He could see another door nearer the front, which was marked to laboratory. Whatever that meant. He had an idea, and he hoped he was right. The door had a blue biohazard sign. The raptors were coming closer. Grant turned and slammed into the door and moved beyond it into a deep, warm silence. He turned. Yes, he was where he wanted to be, in the hatchery, beneath infrared lights, long tables with rows of eggs and a low, clinging mist. The rockers on the tables clicked and whirred in a steady motion. The mist poured over the sides of the tables and drifted to the floor where it disappeared, evaporated. Grant ran directly to the rear of the hatchery, into a glass-walled laboratory with ultraviolet light. His clothing glowed blue. He looked around at the glass reagents, beakers full of pipettes, glass dishes, all delicate laboratory equipment. The raptors entered the room, cautiously at first, sniffing the humid air, looking at the long, rocking tables of eggs. The lead animal wiped its bloody jaws with the back of its forearm. Silently, the raptors passed between the long tables. The animals moved through the room in a coordinated way, ducking from time to time to peer beneath the tables. They were looking for him. Grant crouched and moved to the back of the laboratory, looked up, and saw the metal hood marked with a skull and crossbones. A sign said, "Caution, biogenic toxins, A4 precautions required." Grant remembered that Regis had said they were powerful poisons. Only a few molecules would kill instantaneously. The hood lay flush against the surface of the lab table. Grant could not slip his hand under it. He tried to open it, but there was no door, no handle, no way that he could see. Grant rose slowly and glanced back at the main room. The raptors were still moving among the tables. He turned to the hood. He saw an odd metal fixture sunk into the surface of the table. It looked like an outdoor electrical outlet with a round cover. He flipped up the cover, saw a button, pressed it. With a soft hiss, the hood slid upward to the ceiling. He saw glass shelves above him and rows of bottles marked with a skull and crossbones. He peered at the labels, CCK-55, tetra-alpha-secretin, thymol-11-X-1612. The fluids glowed pale green in the ultraviolet light. Nearby, he saw a glass dish with syringes in it. The syringes were small, each containing a tiny amount of green glowing fluid. Crouched in the blue darkness, Grant reached for the dish of syringes. The needles on the syringes were capped in plastic. He removed one cap, pulling it off with his teeth. He looked at the thin needle. He moved forward, toward the raptors. He had devoted his whole life to studying dinosaurs. Now he would see how much he really knew.